In the island cave, Mara listened with amazement to the tale that Lone Bud told.
My son Earthhound was the strongest and wisest badger in all the Southwest lands, and his wife Earthrun was famed for her beauty and gentleness. They ruled and protected the Southwest and were loved by all. Earthhound's father, Earthclaw, had been dead many seasons. I was alone and there was trouble in the land, so Earthhound took me in his home to live with him. It was autumn, and Earthrun had given birth to two beautiful badger babes, male twins. We named them Earthwhite and Earthstripe. The trouble was called Ferrago the Assassin and his gang of corpse makers. He was young and evil, a blue-eyed weasel who murdered for pleasure with an army of vermin to back him up. That winter, the babes were scarce one season old. The snow was deep and the weather hard. If I'd known that Ferrago was in the area of my son's home, I would never have gone out into the woodland that day to gather snowdrops. But I think that my son had arranged some sort of meeting with Ferrago. It was Earthhound who asked me to go and gather the snowdrops for his wife, though I know now that he only did it to get me out of his home, lest I should attack Ferrago. I was a mighty fighting badger when I was younger. Be that as it may, off I went into the winter woodlands to gather snowdrops. When I returned, it was to find an awful scene of Ferrago's treachery. The beautiful home was wrecked. My son Earthhound lay dead, murdered by the blue-eyed one. And his wife Earthrun, too, was terribly slain. Of the two little ones, there was only the white one, Earthwhite. As for Earthstripe, I never knew what became of him. Did Ferrago carry him off? Or did he wander away into the woodlands to perish in the winter? I never knew until this day, when you came here, Mara. Fate sent you here to let me know that my grandson still lives. I might have known it. He was a tough little thing, more like his grandfather, fierce and warlike. He must have survived somehow. Earthwhite is like no other. He can be gentle at times, but savage when needs be. I have told him the story of what happened many a time throughout his growing, hoping that some day he might have a chance to avenge the death of his parents. That winter day I fled, taking Earthwhite with me. We wandered the woodlands for many seasons. That is where we met our good friend Ashnin. She was the slave of wandering foxes. I fought them off and freed her. Then the three of us travelled together, looking for peace and a better life. One summer day many seasons ago, we found it here, an island paradise, where we lived in safety until now.
Mara touched the old badger lady's paw.
Why don't you forget the past and stay here, Lone Bud?
Because you have brought the past walking in through our door, and because my grandson and I are both badgers, fighting beasts. Besides, how do you think I could stay here, knowing the kin of mine may be battling for life in the lands by the big sea? When you go, we will go with you, on the day after tomorrow.
Pickle looked up from his cherry cordial.
Why the day after tomorrow, Mom?
Because a great storm is brewing. It will hit the lake tomorrow, and nothing will be able to get on or off this island all day.
Mara rose.
I must go and tell Logalog so that he can pull the logboats up to safety.
The old squirrel Ashnin spoke.
That would be wise. The rock ledge they are camped on will be battered by heavy waves when the storm comes. Go and wake Earthwhite. He will haul the boats up to the woodlands for you. Tell your shrew friends to come and visit us until it is time to leave. I would like to know what sort of creatures I will be travelling with to the shores of the great sea.
You will be going too, Mum?
Pickle was surprised. The ancient squirrel took a bow and arrows from the chimney corner.
I certainly will, young feller. I've never missed a good fight in my life. I'm a dead short doo.
Pickle rubbed his head where the cherry stones had struck.
I can already vouch for that, Mum.